With the blinding lights of the metal beast coming closer and closer, I had no time to roll away or think what to do. Instead, I let the yellow in me do whatever it wanted to, as it was the only color which seemed to know what to do. The monster got within touching distance. I made my outside as long as possible and let the metal beast roll above me, where I pushed upward and hooked my flexible outside into any space on it that I could. There was a lot of black dust on all the metal of its underside, and some parts were too hot to touch for long. After what seemed to Organism like a whole darkness time, the big monster stopped, and I slumped to the floor. After a moment, a non-friend got out of the beast, and I saw his limbs walking to a big stone thing, many times the size even than the metal monster. The red in me compelled me to move forward and follow this non-friend. It was clear that he had tried to kill Organism, and he should be punished for that. The door closed before I could reach it, but I could see the non-friend walking about inside through the empty part of the wall. I remembered how I passed through one of these before in my special room. I don't need a special room anymore. Nothing would hold me now. I pushed against the empty wall and felt the familiar coldness against my outside. Soon I had pushed through it completely, and I was in a much warmer place, which smelt different. The non-friend was wandering between the different rooms, carrying various objects. I looked around one of the walls and saw a room with a big fabric square in the center of it, with large sheets of more fabric folded over it. That room didn't interest me, and it didn't seem to interest the non-friend then either. I rolled quietly a bit further in and saw the non-friend in a big white room and lots of metal boxes inside. He was staring into one of the metal boxes, which had an empty wall on the front and a little light inside. Eventually, he took something from inside of it, put it on a circle, and carried it into another room. Following him to the edge of the next room, I watched as he sat on another strange box and put the things he had made into the hole on his head, bit by bit. This seemed odd, since Organism just absorbs nutrients through my outside. Once the non-friend had finished, he looked at a big shiny square on the wall with a frame of intricately carved wood. As I watched, another non-friend appeared right in front of him, and neither of them spoke. They just looked at each other and mimicked the other's actions. As one, the two non-friends turned in opposite directions, and I had to roll swiftly so that I wouldn't be seen. It would be better to take my revenge secretly. I thought of hiding in the box he had been using before, but a strange heat was coming from it, which the yellow in me didn't like. Instead, I rolled behind a big white square at the start of the room. The non-friend walked past me without seeing me. The non-friend went to the room with the fabric square in it and dropped straight down onto its soft surface. He pressed a button on the small gray box, and an odd assortment of noises came out. Then, the most spectacular thing I have ever seen began to happen. A new color grew inside of him that I had never seen before. It was like a pink and purple and blue, all mixed up into one, which blossomed in his head and then floated through his skin, waving to and fro to the sounds in the room. The red in me hated the new color more than anything else I had encountered. It wanted me to turn and go right then, but I couldn't stop looking. A wisp of new color touched my outside, and in that instant, it had given me a new word, peace, an inner experience of contentment and happiness. The yellow in me faded almost completely, but as soon as it touched the red, it reacted so violently that it threw me back, away from the room. There wasn't enough of this new color in me to resist, and the red didn't give up. I turned and followed the red away from the non-friend, and found the room with the strange shiny square in. There looked like another room through it, and I wondered if the non-friend on the other side was making the same colors as the one I had seen. I hooked part of my outside on a black ledge just below the square and tried to roll upwards against the wall. It was difficult, but I soon got enough of organism onto the ledge to hoist up properly. As soon as I looked at the square, all the yellow left in me exploded in all directions, making shooting sensations inside of me. I had seen another organism, one just like me, staring right at me. It had clear edges and was filled mostly with red, but there was a little spark of the new color, and its yellow had grown just like mine had. I took a cautious second look at the other organism and saw it was doing the same. This was the first other organism I had ever seen, and I wanted to share all of my colors and experience with it. I pushed part of my outside against the square, which felt just like an empty wall. I thought there must have been a barrier stopping us from touching. I saw that the other organism was doing the same, so I renewed my efforts and pressed harder to reach the other side. I should have begun to pass through by now, but instead, all I got was the surface memories of the shiny square. There were a lot of blue feelings held in it, but none strong enough to pass into me. After some moments, both of us organisms must have begun to press too hard, because a strange noise had started coming from the square. Then, without warning, a line shot through the other organism, and then another and another. A tiny triangle of it fell off and left only a color of the wooden frame behind it. I looked closely at the triangle that had fallen off and saw that there was part of the other organism inside it. Part of it had split away. I tried to put it back, but in doing so, more shards of my new friend fell away and tinkled to the floor. I picked up several by making my outside sticky and started trying to realign them and fix my friend. But the shards were cutting into my outside, which made the red in me very hot and pushy. The red had had enough and pushed at my outside, which collided with what remained of the shiny square. All the parts still left shattered and fell with an almighty crash. I heard the footsteps of the non-friend coming from the other room, and the yellow swiftly took action and pushed my outside through the nearby empty wall into the cold darkness outside. I looked for a moment through the empty wall at the non-friend and saw the last flame of the new color in him flicker and go out.
Organism is a five-part miniseries written by Lewis Blemings Derrick. It stars Tanya Malayevic. This show was produced by Tom Rory Parsons, who was also the composer, sound designer, and editor.